1, 2, 3. Ah. Now, do I have to play that same solo again? Exactly. Like the classical. Anyway.
It's written down. Read it.
Jazz musician. You know we can't read music.
I welcome you all to IAJ in 2008 here in Toronto. I think they're doing a great job, and I'm going to acknowledge that applause and not have you do it again. That's the first thing I want to say, because I think IAJ's mission is very, very, very important. And one of the best part about IAJE is that it gives a lot of people the opportunity to come to sessions like this, and sessions like last night. So let me begin first by introducing our panelists today as we discuss one of the most important forces in jazz, Mr. William James Count Basie.
Take three.
Still not happening.
Right. We're going to replace
the same solo again.
Man, I only had like
one of those notes, just one of them.
One more time. It sounded like Len Seaton. That was Len Seaton's voice. I right. know that voice.
Was that Len Seaton's voice?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
This time, do it in D flat.
Now, I got to do the same solo, this time in the key of D flat. Hi, everybody. Welcome to IAJE. I'm not doing D. But IAJE really does a great job of getting a lot of people here that we don't get a chance to see. And a lot of people don't get a chance to see. And so I want to continue by introducing this wonderful panel up here. I'm going to start with a new invited guest that's not on your program. I first worked with this person with Bette Midler back with Thad Jones's band. And Bette Midler was smart enough to hire practically all of Thad Jones's band for a show in New York. And then she would go down to the Vanguard to hear Thad Jones. Please welcome to our stage one of the most prolific jazz artists, Mr. Jimmy Owens. And about 2 years after that, 2 years before that, coming to New York, green as a whistle. I don't know. All I know is where the Empire State Building is. You can see it. You know, I was very fortunate to do a recording session for a lady named Teresa Brewer. And in that session were musicians. I don't know how did I get that. I'll never know. But there was this guy named Joe Wilder, who I was just absolutely astounded to meet and hear. And he was the same then as he is right now. And we need to give a really special round of applause for Mr. Wilder, because he, as you know, last night, became one of our latest jazz masters. Please, Mr. Joe Wilder. And like I said, I was green, and I haven't gotten paid for that record session yet. I bet Joe did. The next gentleman, he too has been one of those major forces in jazz as a composer, as a tenor saxophonist, and also as a band leader of his own band, The Loud Minority Jazz Band. But then, I'll say most recently, a little while ago, the Count Basie Orchestra, the third person to lead the Count Basie Orchestra after Mr. Basie passed on. So please welcome the prolific, and some of those other big words, Frank Foster. Yeah.
NEA Jazz Master.
That's an NEA Jazz Master, you know.
I'm glad you didn't use any of those other big words.
I can't say them, to tell you the truth. And so I thought we'd start. You're going to hear a lot of stories today. Stories I've never heard and some stories I've never told. And so I thought the first thing to do is find out what it was like when these gentlemen first played with Basie. Because that first day, I know what it was like for me. And in fact, I'll just start with myself.